This is the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. It's Friday evening, August 14th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news. Sales of Chinese EVs surge across Europe. Sales of Chinese electric vehicles surged across Europe in the first 5 months of 2026, with European buyers setting a new record for battery electric vehicles, BEVs, from Chinese brands. This resulted in a 5% increase in market share compared to the same period in 2025. Industry players like Massimo Group will be closely analyzing this trend.
AI model helps China generate renewables reliably. China is utilizing artificial intelligence to enhance the reliability of its renewable energy infrastructure. An AI model was recently implemented at the Yalong River Integrated Renewable Base in Sichuan Province to tackle output instability and intermittency issues. Companies like GeoSolar Technologies Inc. are observing China's innovative approach, which could potentially benefit the renewable energy sector as a whole. Investor news breaks. American Fusion Inc. highlights growing power demand. Advances Texitron TM commercialization strategy. American Fusion Inc. is advancing its Texitron TM fusion engine TM to meet growing electricity demand from AI data centers and critical infrastructure. The company plans to offer power as a service, owning and selling electricity directly to customers. Testing and regulator requirements are underway, with potential commercialization pending. American Fusion is also finalizing its OTCQB venture market application and considering a national exchange listing, including the Texas Stock Exchange, with Lukoski Brookman LLP advising on uplisting in corporate matters.
PowerMax Minerals Inc. advances North American rare earth portfolio as 2026 exploration program builds momentum. PowerMax Minerals Inc. is advancing rare earth exploration projects across North America, aiming to reduce reliance on foreign supply chains. The company's 2026 field program at the Cameron EEE project in British Columbia focuses on refining targets from previous work. Atikko Khan in Ontario and the Pinard project are also part of the exploration efforts. The Ogden Bear Lodge project in the U.S. South has attracted federal support. PowerMax Minerals continues to explore critical minerals amid growing demand and supply chain diversified impact. I'm going to discuss a more comprehensive controversy.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.